Welcome to Lowe's Logic News. It's Thursday, October 5, 2023. I am Amber Lane. In politics, the jockeying to replace Representative Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, as the House Speaker began moments after the ousted leader shocked his colleagues in a closed meeting Tuesday night by declaring he would not run again for the speakership nor even name a successor. President Joe Biden's dog Commander is being removed from the White House secondary to multiple episodes of attacking staff. Jabari, what's happening in the world today?
Thanks, Amber. I am Jabari Sinclair, and in world news, in the Dominican Republic, the bodies of six babies have been found at a cemetery. Authorities said Wednesday that an investigation is underway after the bodies of six newborns were found discarded at the entrance of the cemetery in the capital of Santo Domingo. The four female and two male babies still had hospital tags around their feet and wrists, and there were no signs of violence, the medical examiner stated. And in Pakistan, accusations that the Taliban guard opened fire on civilians at the border crossing between Pakistan and Afghanistan, killing two people, including a 12-year-old boy. The Pakistani military said another child was wounded in the shooting at the Chemung border crossing in Pakistan's post-Chastain province, and in Britain, Prime Minister Sunak proposes plan to stop youth smoking. Britain's government on Wednesday proposed banning younger generations from ever buying cigarettes, a move that would give the country some of the world's toughest smoking rules and hurt the sales of major tobacco firms. If passed into law, the smoking age would rise by 1 year every year, potentially phasing out smoking among young people almost completely by the year 2040. And Sunak asserted his stance on gender identity in a speech Wednesday, stating it was common sense that a man is a man and a woman is a woman. A remark that sparked criticism from transgender rights activists and elicited fervent applause from attendees of the Conservative Party conference. Victoria Rushchina, a Ukrainian freelance journalist, has been missing since she went on a reporting trip to Russia-occupied territory in Ukraine 2 months ago, raising concerns among family colleagues and advocates that Russia could be holding her captive. Ryan, what's going on in business, science, and technology?
Thanks, Jabari. I am Ryan Reynolds, and in business, science, and technology, the Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded Wednesday to three scientists for their fundamental discoveries in nanotechnology particles. Once considered impossible, the making of applications in television screens and LED lamps into instruments that allowed doctors to see the vascular nature of tumors. The prize was given to Munchie but Wendy of Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Lewis Bruce of Columbia University, and Aleki Move of Nanocrystals Technology in New York. A study finds that more than 80% of the four-star officers retiring from the U.S. Armed Forces go on to work in the defense industry. The study has underscored the close relationship between top U.S. brass and government-contracted companies, drawing scrutiny from Capitol Hill. Uber drivers will collect your unwanted gifts and return them. In the ride booking company's latest edition, the company announced Wednesday Uber had added a return a package feature on its application in almost 500 cities across the US, allowing customers to leave out of up to 5 prepaid sealed packages to be returned to UPS, FedEx, or local post offices. And in the economy, U.S. private employers added the fewest workers in more than 2.5 years in September, with large establishments shedding jobs, but that likely exaggerates the pace of a slowdown in the labor market. Also in business, two top Liberal Democrats ask antitrust regulators to examine United Health Group's planned $3.3 billion purchase of a home health provider, Medisys, and challenging deals that bring medical providers under the same ownership as health insurers. The Justice Department opened an in-depth probe into the deal in August, and a letter from Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, and Representative Pramila Jayapal, Democrat from Washington, renews attention on the investigation. A black former factory worker for Tesla lost his bid on Wednesday for a third trial in his race discrimination lawsuit against the electric car company after a California federal judge rejected his claims that the lawyers had engaged in misconduct and tainted his trial. The United Nations call for greater oversight of commodities traders, saying unregulated activity is worsening the global food crisis in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, as profiteering from financial activities now drives revenue in the global food trading. Yet commodity traders circumvent regulations by being regarded as manufacturing companies rather than financial institutions, the UN Conference on Trade and Development said in a report on Wednesday. And Google has been trying to sell its vision of smarter devices since its first Pixel phone in 2016. 7 years later, the company is still fighting to make its mark. Last quarter, Apple and Samsung accounted for 78% of all smartphones shipped in North America, according to the research firm Canalys, and Google just 4%. So how is one of the biggest companies in big tech supposed to win over the jaded American phone shopper? Well, by leaning more into artificial intelligence, Google announced on Wednesday as it unveiled a pair of new smartphones, the $699 Pixel 8 and the $999 Pixel 8 Pro, which come with the kind of generative AI and large language models that have become all the rage among startups and tech titans this year. The United Auto Workers and the Detroit Big Three vehicle manufacturers have been locked in tense contract negotiations for weeks, and frustration by the state of negotiations the union worsens. Misty House crime in the U.S.
Thanks, Ryan. I am Misty Merkel, and in U.S. national crime, a Brooklyn activist, Ryan Carson, 32, was stabbed to death while waiting for a bus. He was accompanied by a female companion. Reports suggest the violent attack was a random encounter. Carson worked for the Public Interest Research Group, which produces policies that strengthen democracy. A suspect is in custody. Remember the New York subway shooter Frank James, who shot 10 people in April of 2022? Well, he is being sentenced this week. Notably, 29 others were injured during that crime. In Philadelphia, a man was fatally shot by police after he opened fire and shot 3 police officers and another man in Northeast Philadelphia following a domestic incident Wednesday night. Federal prosecutors described former cryptocurrency entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried to jurors on Wednesday as a fraudster who knowingly stole billions of dollars from his customers and investors as arguments in his criminal trial got underway in the downtown Manhattan courtroom. Sojourner Township, Michigan. Swatting, the act of calling in false emergencies, has been a source of concern for many years. A call was made to police indicating that an active shooter was in Nouveau Catholic Central High School, having police arrive guns drawn on high alert, only to determine that the call was actually a hoax. In Nebraska, Michael Garner wanted to start his nephew's wedding with a bang. His plan involved shooting a blank from a revolver into the air to signal to the roughly 200 people gathered on Saturday at the outdoor ceremony, which he was officiating, was about to begin. But when Garner cocked back the hammer of the gun, it slipped, and the handmade blank that he had used, which was closed off with glue from the snub-nose revolver that he had borrowed, and as a result his 12-year-old grandson was struck in the shoulder. The child is well with minor injuries, yet Child Protective Services is involved and felony child abuse charges are pending. Dylan, take it away.
I am Dylan Durbin, and in world and national health news. Fatal injury rates have spiked over the past decade for children and teens in the US, especially deaths involving guns and drugs, according to new research published in the journal Pediatrics Thursday. The data is from 2011 to 2021, and data is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And more than 1,000 are dead in Bangladesh's worst dengue outbreak, considered the most severe dengue fever outbreak on record, has killed more than 1,000 people since the beginning of the year, a milestone in the surge of mosquito-borne illness, which scientists have said could worsen as a result of the effects of climate change. At least 1,030 people have died, and more than 210,000 have been infected in Bangladesh since 1st January. And a protein powder is unintended ingredient, sesame, triggered a recall at Costco warehouse in 31 states, Washington DC and Puerto Rico. The Organs Organic Protein Plus Superfoods creamy chocolate flavor shouldn't have sesame, which is an allergen. The product likely is produced in a factory that processes sesame. More than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers walked off the job Wednesday, launching a 3-day strike with direct implications for patients who saw delayed appointments in some closed facilities across the heavily unionized healthcare organization. Potomac Electric Power Company, the DC-based utility, will pay $47 million for polluting the Anacostia River and fined another $10 million for their actions. It has been long reported that warnings not to eat the fish from the river have been issued. Tyler, what's going on in sports?
Thanks Dylan, I am Tyler Tombo. In sports, the US women's gymnastics team won a 7th straight title in Antwerp, Belgium Wednesday with the help of Simone Biles. The Phillies beat the Marlins 7-1 and are bound for the National League Division Series. James Harden is disgruntled but returns to the 76ers training camp. LPGA Tour player Lexi Thompson will compete against men at the PGA Tour's upcoming event in Las Vegas. Thompson, 28, will become the 7th woman to compete in a PGA tournament event and the first since Brittany Lincecum did so in 2018. The Washington Commanders host the Chicago Bears tonight at 8:15 p.m. Weather. Tropical Storm Philip is expected to hit the northeastern United States Saturday. That is all for today. Like, share, subscribe, and catch our podcast on Google Podcast, Samsung, YouTube, Podbean, Spotify, and others. This has been Lo's Logic.